Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God now. And we
want to just talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we want to begin by just giving some general facts about the baptism. We know that the baptism in the Holy Spirit is real, it's genuine. We just read this scripture, and there are other scriptures, amen, that you can read. Praise the Lord, Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11, amen, and then Matthew chapter 20, verses 22 through 23. Praise God. We won't read all these scriptures, but I want to give you a few of them, amen, so that you can go back and study, amen, this area. Amen. Luke chapter 3, verse 16 is another scripture. Amen. And I do want to read St. John, amen, chapter 1, verses 31 through 34. This just talks about, amen, validity of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. St. John 1, beginning at 31, it says, "And I knew him not, amen, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode on him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." Now we know this is John the Baptist speaking, and so he was a witness, amen. When Jesus was baptized, praise God, the Spirit of God descended like a dove on him, praise God, and this is the one that would come to baptize in the Holy Ghost. So John witnessed this, amen. Jesus was first partaker. Everything that we do, amen, Jesus has already set the example, beloved. Praise God. He received the baptism in fullness, and we know, amen, and he received him without measure, and then he was able to go forth in the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Even though he was the Son of God, he was the Son of Man. So he followed this word. He walked it out. Praise God. And this is one of the things that I love about this, is that we have to also walk out our salvation. Amen. We do that with fear and trembling. Praise God. So when we're born again, amen, the first thing we need is the power of the Holy Ghost. We need to be endued with power from on high. Amen. Power that will, amen, assist us in living right. Amen. That will change our lives. First of all, praise God, our lives have to be changed, and Jesus came to bring change. Amen. He came that we would have a newness of life. And so when we give our life to the Lord, amen, he comes in, and we're going to talk about that. The Spirit of God does come in, praise God, but we still need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have to go another step further, praise the Lord. And so Jesus, amen, showed us what that was all about. Praise God. Now, we read Acts 1 and 8, but if you want to go back and read from verse 4 down through 8, amen, that would be a good scripture to read. And also, we're going to just touch base just a little bit with Acts chapter 2, and we know that this talks about the day of Pentecost, and actually, if you want to read down through the entire chapter, we won't take the time to read it, praise God, but we know that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, amen. They did what Jesus told them to do. They went to the upper room, and the Bible says in verse 2 of Acts chapter 2, it says suddenly, amen, that means all at once, immediately, it just happened all at once, amen, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And I'm pretty sure that must have been a strong wind, praise God, amen. And it filled all the house where they were sitting, so that lets us know they had been sitting there. They were all there, amen, waiting for the promise of the Holy Ghost, amen. And then it says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. So the Holy Ghost came, and he visited each of them. We each have an individual walk, praise God. That's what I love about the Lord, praise God, that we can come together corporately as one body, amen, when we come to church, when we go to church, praise God, when we, amen, even gather in Bible study, conferences, retreats, whatever it may be, we come together corporately. But this is also an individual walk. So the Bible says that he sat on each of them, And there appeared, cloven tongues sat on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, all of them. Amen. Every last one of them was filled. And then they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. So they received the baptism in fullness. They were full of the Holy Ghost. Then they began to speak. Praise God. And the scripture goes on to say exactly what happened and how, this incident, the baptism, how it immediately affected their surroundings. The Holy Ghost will, oh my God, thank you, Jesus, will affect not only your life, but the lives of others, praise God. And I mean to tell you, it was like fire. They thought that that room was literally on fire. And fire purifies, fire cleanses. My God, when the power of God hits you, beloved, when he comes in, amen, he comes to make a difference. He comes like to make an impact in our lives, praise God. He comes to do us good, amen, praise the Lord, amen. And so much so that the Jerusalem was shaken up, amen, as a result of this happening to, amen, those that were in the upper room, praise God. And then Peter was anointed. If you go on and read, he was anointed. He preached the first sermon, amen, right after they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. Isn't it good that, amen, God fills us and fills us up with the Holy Ghost, praise God, baptizes us, and amen, then we can go forth, amen, and do the work of the Lord. Praise God. Immediately he stood up, amen, and he began to say, no, this is not wine that you think. These men and women are not drunk as you suppose, amen, but this is that was spoken of, amen, from the book of Joel. He began to quote the scripture about, amen, in the last days, God said he would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, amen, and we're still in the time of outpouring. We're still, beloved, walking through the book of Acts right now, praise God, because we're the church on this side of Calvary, praise God. So God is outpouring. He's doing an outpour of his Spirit. Praise God. I mentioned on one of the other broadcasts of how, amen, we were in a service just a week ago now, amen, and how the power of God came in and we saw an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We saw a young lady get baptized in the Holy Ghost. God just touched her and she began to speak, amen, with other tongues as the Spirit gave her utterance. I mean, God, he just filled her. Amen. And then it was like wildfire. Amen. Praise God. God was doing so much in the service and ministering to different ones. Himself, it was just awesome. It was an awesome time. And so when the power of God falls, amen, he comes, amen, to fill. He comes to cleanse. He comes to deliver. He comes to set free. Amen. The power of God is action. It's dunamis. It's alive. It's quick. Praise God. Amen. Fire comes again to permeate, amen, to make a difference, to burn, amen, out and burn in. Praise the Lord. You're not the same. We're not the same when we allow the power of God to have his rightful place in our life. When we allow Jesus to be Lord in us, we're not the same, beloved. We won't view things the same. Amen. I don't even look at the word the same. It's like the word of God is so new and fresh. Praise the Lord. It's like you can't get enough of the word of God. Amen. When you begin to look at it and you begin to see really what Jesus, who he is, amen, and you see, amen, the power of God in action, it's just so life-changing, praise God. So the people here experienced life change, and then they immediately had to do something with it. So as a result of this sermon, we know, if you read over in there, praise God, that the men were pricked in their heart after they heard the word, and they said, what must we do? Praise God. And then Peter said in verse 38, he said, repent. Amen. That means change your mind, change your way of living. Praise God. Change the way you've been walking. Amen. Repent. Turn around. Glory to God. Get things right, in other words. And he says, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the remission of sins. Amen. In other words, after you're saved, go on and get baptized. Amen. And as an acknowledgement that you've accepted Jesus into your heart and into your life. And then he says, and ye shall. Amen. It's a promise. It's a given. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We know the Holy Ghost is a gift. Amen. And this is the first thing that we need, is that we need to be endued with power from on high, so that when we see salvation, we see people get saved, and they need the baptism. Amen. They need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. So praise the Lord. This is a promise. Amen. It's been given to us. Amen. This is a given that we can have the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. So we see that. We see this in evidence, praise God, amen, that there is a baptism of the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, and there are other examples in the book of Acts where people were baptized in the Holy Ghost. For example, Acts 8, 14 through 20 is another example. And then Acts chapter 10, beginning at verse 44, praise God, and I will read that scripture as well, praise God. It says, and this is... when the Lord sent Peter, amen, down to Cornelius to minister there, praise God. And the Bible says that in Acts 10:44, it says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, amen. And we have seen in various services where all of a sudden the Holy Ghost, like I just shared, fell. Amen. When he falls, it's like power. Praise God. I'm reminded of a time when we were in camp meeting. This was years ago. Amen. And praise God, I believe our youth director at the time was ministering. He was up, and all of a sudden it was just like a freight train went through the place. The power of God hit the place from the pulpit all the way to the back, and we were sitting, amen, and it was just like a shaking went on. The power of God fell. Glory to God. So strong, amen, and people begin to shout and praise God, amen, fall out under the power of God, praise God. I mean, I tell you, it was just awesome. But this scripture says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. This was the Jews, because they were shocked that on the Gentiles the power of God fell. That lets us know, amen, that God is not partial, amen. The Holy Ghost will be given to any one of us, amen. Jew, Gentile, boy, girl, whoever, praise God, that names the name of God, names the name of Christ, that is born again, the Holy Ghost, amen, will come upon you, amen, when you yield to him, praise the Lord, amen. So as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. So, yeah, they were shocked to see this, but Peter saw this in action, that this man of God, he loved God. He had been praying. He had been seeking God. And the Lord said, look, I've heard your prayers. Amen. And he spoke, amen, to Peter while he was in a trance and told him to, in other words, to not to call what's unclean, uncommon, clean, unclean, in other words. Praise God. Peter didn't know what he was about to encounter. Amen. He didn't know that he was about to go to the Gentiles. Amen. But while he was there, amen, men came and they inquired about him, because God, the angel, went to Cornelius and told Cornelius exactly what to do, told him who to get, amen, to send for, because you know what? He needed to hear the word of God. So when Peter realized this, he did not hesitate, because God had already dealt with him, amen, that he had to, and so he knew he had to go down there, praise God, amen. But anyway, the scripture says, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God, amen. So they heard them, amen, speaking, and they were lifting up and magnifying the name of the Lord. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And they commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, by the Lord's authority. Amen. That's what that means, praise God. And then prayed they him to tarry certain days. So they were baptized, praise God, by the authority of Jesus Christ, praise God. As a result, because Peter saw in evidence that these men and women, whoever it was, had received the Lord, they had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, praise God, and God came in. Amen. There are other scriptures that you can read, praise the Lord, in Acts. Let me give you the rest of them. Amen. Acts chapter 11, verses 14 through 18. Acts chapter 15, verses 7 through 11. And one I really like is Acts 19, verses 1 through 7. And I will read that one as well, praise the Lord. Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. And it says, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. So they got saved under John, in other words, under his ministry. Praise God. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance. Amen. Saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. In other words, amen, by the authority of Jesus. They had to accept Jesus. Amen. And so they were baptized, amen, by his authority. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Amen. So it was simple. Amen. Paul, as an apostle, had the authority, praise God, to lay hands. Amen. He had hands laid on him when he received the Holy Ghost, I believe in Acts chapter 9. Praise God. And so, amen, he in turn laid hands on these precious people of God. And as he did that, the Holy Ghost fell on them, and they received the baptism. They began to speak with tongues. And beloved, you can receive the baptism if you're born again and you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can receive him even now. Amen. Right now, as you're listening, right where you are, right where you are, you've been praying, you've been seeking God, you have a hunger. Amen. The power of God can come on you. Amen. You can receive your prayer language right now where you are. Father God, if there is one praying, those praying right now, Father God, and they have received you, amen, into their life. Amen. Jesus, you are now their Savior. You are now their Lord. I pray that they would be baptized in the Holy Ghost, that one right now, that mother, that young man, that young girl, whoever it is right now, by the power of God. Holy Ghost, you fall right now. Fall afresh in the name of Jesus. Father God, there may be those listening right now, amen, that need just a refreshing, that have been going through persecution, been going through trial. And in the book of Acts, it talks about, amen, when the men begin to pray, they begin to pray, they begin to ask God for strength, and the power of God fail. Father, I ask that you fall afresh on us, your people. Oh, give a refreshing, an infilling of the Holy Ghost right now. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing. Life change right now. I speak life right now. I speak life into that dead situation right now. I speak life to that marital situation right now. I speak life to that relationship that's dead and dry. I speak life right now into your very being. I speak hope right now into your situation, that one that may be, amen, facing, amen, whatever trial, whatever tragedy right now. I speak life in the name of Jesus. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I say be free right now in Jesus' name. Be filled with the Holy Ghost right now. Be baptized in the power of God, in the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Allow the Holy Ghost to just flood your spirit right now. Just begin to speak as the Holy Ghost gives you that language. Those words as they come forth, amen, as you hear them, just begin to speak. Just begin to speak in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the power of God. Thank you for life change right now. Thank you for healing and wholeness right now, God. Oh, God, we thank you for this word, God. We thank you, God, that you come to fill, you come to baptize, you come to make us whole in spirit, soul, and body. Continue the work, Father, that you have begun to do right now. Touch that preacher right now. Touch that minister right now. Oh, my God, that needs a freshness in the Holy Ghost. Rain down fresh water right now, Holy Ghost. Rain down freshness right now. That prayer life that's been stunted. Oh, my God. Oh, God, rain freshness right now. That prayer will begin to reflow, will begin to flow, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, reconnect your people right now. Reconnect right now. Holy Ghost, do the work right now. Oh, God, we send you forth right now, Father God. We ask that you go forth right now, all over the internet right now, Father God. Minister, let the power of God, minister right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We thank you for change today. We thank you for change. We thank you for renewing, God. We thank you right now that we will be like the five wise virgins, that we will not only have oil, but we will have extra oil. Oh, my God, that our lamps will stay trimmed and burning it with fire, but that we will have the fire, the Holy Ghost permeating from us, oh God, that we will have more oil, more oil, more oil, more oil. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Father, I thank you now. Baptize, God. Oh, feel, God, right now. Touch right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we praise you right now. Just pray right now. That one, you feel the power of God. Just pray right now. Oh, God, just let the Lord have his way. Let him minister to you right now. Let him refresh you right now. Let him refill you right now by the power of God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. It's been a while since you prayed in the Spirit. Glory to God. Just let the Lord wash you. Let him cleanse you. That's it. Just go on. Just pray right now, beloved. Those listening, come on, just pray. Come on, lift up your voice and begin to praise God. Begin to magnify. Come on up out of that hole that you've been in. Come on up out of that discouragement. Come on up out right now. Oh, God, I call you forth right now in the name of Jesus. Woman of God, man of God, come on up. Come on up. That every stronghold would be released right now. Be loose and be set free by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, life changed today. Oh, God, and if you are not saved, if you're listening right now and you don't know the Lord, you can repent right now of your sins. You can simply say, Lord, I recognize that I'm a sinner and I need Jesus. I repent of my sins and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life. Save me, change me, cleanse me. I give you my heart. I give you my all right now. And from this day forward, Lord, I will serve you. I thank you, Jesus, for coming in. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for coming into my heart, coming into my life, making me whole. Baptize me, Lord. Fill me in with the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray right now. Come on. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Father, you touch those. Touch that one that just repented of their sins. Oh, God, baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Prove yourself to them, Father, that you are God all by yourself. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you that the power of God is moving now, moving over these airways. Oh, by Shanda Bohaya, God, and you heal now. You set free now by the power of God. Lord, we thank you now. We give you glory, hallelujah. We give you praise now. We give you honor, God. Thank you for what you're doing. Continue to minister, Father God. Continue to minister, oh, by Shandohaya. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. We give you praise. We give you honor, God, and we give you the glory for all things that you're doing now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Keep praising him, beloved. I feel the power of God. Amen. The power of God is moving. He is moving by his Spirit, and we thank God for what he is doing. You have been listening to Set Free Live. Amen. Brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Praise the Lord. We will be back on the air. Glory to God on our next broadcast. We will pick up this great teaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want you to continue to pray. Amen. Be strengthened in the Lord, beloved. Know that God is with you, that he loves you, that he cares about you. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. God is with you. The power of God, hallelujah, is moving. Continue to let God move. Continue to let him have his way. Hallelujah. As we feel the anointing of God is moving right now, let him have his way. Don't quench the Holy Ghost. Let him have his way. Let him have his perfect work in you. Oh, God, let him complete the things, glory to God, that he has begun. Amen. Some of you all day long, God's going to be ministering to you. And I want you to drop us an email, glory to God, amen, comment on the website, praise God, comment on our page, praise God, of what God is doing, amen. Just let God be glorified. Let him be lifted up, beloved. Oh, we love of you, praise God. Amen. And we are praying for you. We're praying for your strength. We're praying that the power of God will continue to move. Oh, glory to God, and have first place in your life. Glory to God. Until we meet again on our next broadcast, we pray that the Lord will continue to minister. Let him have his way, beloved. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Until we meet again. God bless.